Welcome to COVID Pod, episode one, hashtag LastCast.
I wanted to ask you if you're ready to admit that the coronavirus is A, real, and B, a big deal yet.
No, I'm definitely not.
Okay.
Have you still met anyone in real life who has it?
I mean, like, I know a lot of third parties.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just think about all the shit that they're trying to pull while we're all inside, not watching.
Okay. Welcome to the show. So, I heard that in the olden days, you were taxed based on how many windows your house had. So, my question is...
What?
Yeah, this is real. This is real. So... my question is, what if you weren't going to tax based on income and you can't use windows because that was a legitimate thing that already was done, what would you tax people based on?
How much butter they used. I think that's a pretty good like gauge of like your whole like carbon footprint on this earth. It all boils down to your butter usage.
Do you count margarine?
Anybody who uses margarine is a friggin' fool and should swallow a whole bat right now.
I just got into this argument with my wife. I told her that I wanted to be a butter house. And up until this point, we've been a margarine house. And I don't want that for myself anymore.
Oh my God. You have margarine in your home right now?
Not even regular margarine, like light margarine.
Oh, dude. Why don't you just put Vaseline on your toast? Seriously.
I've heard that butter is actually better for you somehow.
It's a million times better. Butter's real food. Margarine is oil, dude.
Yeah, I really want to be a butter house. And we're trying to make the transition now, but it's not easy.
Dude, do not feed your baby margarine.
You're not supposed to feed a baby any real food. Babies only drink milk.
Yeah, what do you think butter is? Gooey milk.
Well, her whole thing is like, then we have to have a butter like tray and leave it out on the counter.
You don't have to. But
the problem,
that's so... what's wrong with that? Like, you have to keep your margarine somewhere.
Yeah, but it's in the fridge. It's out of sight. This way we have to have like a nice butter dish and like one of those ones that has like a liquid like inner layer. Have you seen those?
Like it's like a trough, like a runoff for the melted butter. Yeah.
No, I mean like it's like a seal. It's a way to seal it. I don't know.
What?
She was describing it to me as like something you need if you're going to keep all your butter on the counter.
Oh, okay. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, we don't do that. We leave our butter out, but it's not sealed like that.
Is that not a problem? Don't like...
Some people think it is. I can tell you it's definitely not.
It doesn't like go bad or anything?
Butter lasts like insanely long. It does kind of get gross and like...
It sounds like it is a problem then.
No, it's not. We've never, like, there's one time we've had, it didn't even smell bad or anything. I just thought, like, this butter's too old. I'm going to throw it out.
Okay, wait, we got to get back to the question. So you want to tax people based on their butter usage.
Yeah.
The problem that happened with taxing people based on windows is they started just not having windows in their house or having, like, weird coverings that came out of the side of the house to mask their windows when the tax people
came
by.
I see where this is going. It's going to push more people to margarine if we tax them on butter usage.
Exactly. You're shooting yourself in the foot here.
Tax the other way. Tax benefits for butter users.
Isn't that crazy, though, that they tax people based on their windows?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Who thought of that, and why would you ever...
It was done for a long time, too. Like, and you can see, I guess you can see it in European architecture. Like, you can, you can see all these fake windows or windows that have been bricked up because they were just trying to avoid the taxes. And the rule, I think, was any... You're taxed on your windows over 10 windows. So we're talking about, like, castles here.
Wow. Okay.
And everybody else just paid a flat tax rate. Like, I think we'd be fine because we don't have mansions, right?
No, I have literally, like, 2 good windows in my house.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the quality of windows matter. I wonder if it had to have glass in it for it to count as a window.
A guy just comes around at tax time blowing holes in your walls.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's more taxes.
He shrugs.
Yeah. Oh. I don't make the rules. I just make the holes.
I mean, butter's an okay one. Food is hard, though, because people can just switch foods. I think you got to come up with something more effective. I thought maybe clothing...
Like the length of your shirt sleeves.
No, it's like how many clothes you have.
Okay.
Well, right? Because like rich people have a lot of clothes. Isn't that not true?
I guess. Then we just all have one. They just have one golden outfit.
Yeah. I guess the real question is, how do you determine how wealthy someone is without looking at their bank account, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually, okay, you're taxed on how rough your hands are then.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. If so they're baby saying... smooth, you're paying like 90% taxes. This is a Bernie law.
Does that only apply to men then? Because like...
Oh, good call. Well, women can work the fields too. They can work the loom.
Yeah, I suppose. I was going to say if we're talking like medieval times, it was the men that had the rough hands, but that's not true. You're right. But like servants have rough hands and they're not rich.
That's what I'm saying. You would pay way less tax if you had rough hands.
Right. The kings and queens get the taxes. Okay. Right. Good.
But then they'd have these special like... They'd have their servants come in and just like poke their fingertips for an hour a day.
The hand treatment?
Yeah. The hand roughenos here, sir.
Oh, it's so gross. Like they come out, they have to do it like a couple days before to give the hands a bit of time to heal. But it's like a nail file, except it's on your palm.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Maybe there'd be more people that played instruments. So they got the calluses.
Maybe. Yeah. We're encouraging the arts.
You'd have to measure. The measurement would have to be on fingertips, though, and that's not going to be how it works.
No, it's a whole calculation, like an average between the fingertips, the palms, you know, how deep your creases are.
I wonder if you could just do like how dirty you are.
Well, that's easy to fix. You just, whenever the guy's coming by, take a little roll in the hay.
That's not what roll in the hay means. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we've solved that, though. I think hand roughness is the way to go.
Okay. Disappointed, though, that we didn't take that perfect segue into what my first question of the episode was going to be, which is, how safe do you think your wife's breast milk's going to be if she gets the coronavirus? And if you're wondering where I got this from, it's the Hot Network Questions sidebar on Stack Overflow.
What? Really?
Yeah. So random.
What Stack subsite is that? Like Stack Health or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's really funny. Okay, so I've been obviously looking into this because I have a pregnant wife and coronavirus is a big deal right now.
For some people.
Not for Jeff. Jeff doesn't take coronavirus seriously. He spreads it to everyone. Get him. Everyone get him. Get Jeff.
No, don't dox me like that.
So far, they've determined that it doesn't seem to pass through the placenta or the breast milk.
Doesn't seem.
But that's like a small study of that happened in China. And it's like less than 20 women. So, you know, nobody really knows at this point.
And can you trust anything that comes out of China?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe they're lying.
They announced today that there's no new cases.
I know, because they...
Fucking lies.
Everybody's like sealed into their houses there. So like, I could kind of see that.
Yeah, but no new cases in China? Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be flattening the curve, not friggin' turning it upside down.
Yeah, who knows? But I'm hopeful that it doesn't pass through placenta or breast milk.
Feels like something that you could build an immunity to in the womb. So I think I vote for it to pass through.
Well, there are vaccines that you have to get as a pregnant woman that are meant just for that. Like they're just, you're already immune to it, but you get the vaccine again while you're pregnant so that the baby gets immunity before it comes out. I think it's rubella. I don't know.
Hmm.
So yeah, I'm sure there'll be a vaccine. I mean, they don't do it for flu though. You are supposed to get a flu shot when you're pregnant, but it's not for the baby. It's for you. So weird. I don't know. Maybe those don't pass through. But if you're asking whether I think it's safe to breastfeed a baby if you have coronavirus,
you shouldn't be asking. You've come to the wrong place.
Yeah.
This episode's brought to you by homemade hand sanitizer, which, yes, I did make out of aloe vera and rubbing alcohol.
Is that because you couldn't find any at the store?
Correct.
Did you use an actual aloe plant?
No, it was the afterburn gel. Banana boat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, last episode was sponsored by nakedtacobowls.com/thecarbs.
Right.
I bought that domain and sent it to you and got barely a reaction. So upset about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did chuckle. I was probably playing trials at the time, though.
Anyways, if you go to nakedtacobowls.com/thecarbs, I mean, it just redirects you to supergoodquestion.com, but still.
It's not even an affiliate link.
I should set up like a page with a GIF of a dancing taco or something like that. So we've noticed that a lot of animals are coming back into the cities where people used to be.
I love the animal triumph.
Because everybody's in isolation. I guess my question is, what animals do you want to see come back into the city?
Oh my God, snakes.
You're just going full biblical.
Call back to The Simpsons. One of my favorite episodes is when the snakes invade.
I don't remember that.
And they get Barry White to like talk into a speaker into the ground to like to herd them.
Yeah. I do remember that now.
People would be so fucking off the shit if snakes just started pouring in.
Well, I'm shocked at how fast. I mean, I guess I'm not shocked, but like it's happening really fast that animals are moving back in.
Yeah, man. Nature wastes no time.
No, I don't think it'll be long until there are more snakes visibly around.
Oh, yeah.
What do we have? We have deer moving back. Deer, it's not that surprising. They're everywhere already. But like deer are in the middle of Japan, apparently.
Yeah, deer are
in the subway systems and everything. Dolphins are back near the coast of Italy. I saw some like elephants wandered into a village that they haven't been in a long time.
Yeah, I love it. I hope.
Oh,
that...
the monkeys. Did we talk about the monkeys?
No. What the monkeys do?
Your favorite? I thought your favorite was the monkeys. The like monkey gang fights in the streets.
No, I haven't seen this.
There's monkeys that were fed by tourists somewhere. I forget what country it is, but they're now struggling because there's no tourists anymore.
Right, right, right.
So there's like two monkey factions, and they just have they just have battles in the streets.
That is amazing. What a time to be alive for those people.
I know.
Can we bet on them? Like all the sports are shut down.
I know.
We need something.
Yeah. I'm all for monkeys coming back. I wish monkeys lived in Canada, but
they will soon at this rate.
I think like foxes and like coyotes for sure, but like I'm hoping like some cool animals like that are moving in pretty soon.
Yeah. Hopefully just not bats, I guess.
That's fine as long as you don't eat them.
Oh, dude, did you see that video on Reddit today about the open-air meat market in Indonesia?
No.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
Is this where the next virus is coming from? What is it?
Well, the title was like, this is exactly how viruses cross from animals to people.
Right.
And like the thumbnail of the video is just like an enormous like cobra, not cobra, anaconda chopped up in pieces on a table.
Right.
But they're walking through the market and like there's just blood like everywhere. Everything is bloody and dripping. Oh, God. And like every table has its own like species just laid out, live and dead. There's right. Dogs in cages, cats in cages. Dead dogs lying on top of living dogs, just a whole bin full of bats ready to get.
I mean, yeah, like even without your vivid description, which will give me nightmares, just the name open air meat market should be a clue.
It's not good.
Yeah, like you should be able to figure out from that
you should never have to qualify meat market with anything.
Let there alone be, open air. Yeah, what?
There should be a standard for meat market that we just, if it's a meat market, we know that it's not open air.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see fish, maybe. Like, you know.
True. They stink. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But not just blanket meat.
There's a part in the video where the guy's like trying to chop up the snake into smaller pieces, and there's snake guts just flying, and they're just hitting people. They're like, you can't pass through there without getting some spatter on you, I'm sure.
Oh, nice. Disgusting.
So gross.
Yeah.
No, fuck you guys. Like, seriously. Look what you did.
Yeah.
I know there's places just like that in China.
Yeah, I mean, well, the going theory is it was one of those places serving bat soup that started this whole thing, right?
I mean, I don't believe that at all. I think it's clearly a manufactured disease.
You think it's a bioweapon gone wrong?
Yeah, it's a bioweapon. Not even gone wrong. Perfectly engineered.
Okay.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter. You still shouldn't be doing that with your bats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were not.
Keep your bats contained.
All right, I think that's it for this week's episode.
Oh shit, I haven't been recording.
Are you serious?
Just kidding.
I wouldn't be upset because it wouldn't have surprised me at all.
No, that's totally my style. But I bet something did go wrong.
Yeah, we'll find out. Anyways, that's it for this week's episode of Super Good Question. Hit us up on Twitter if you want to talk to us or whatever. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. All right. See you next time.
Stay safe. Don't quarantine too hard.
Don't listen to Jeff about quarantine.
Remember to 5 to 7 seconds, vigorous rubbing, 20 seconds if you're old and weak, I guess. And you've got time, and you got all the time in the world.
Hug your friends, kiss your neighbors, handshakes with strangers. Highly recommended.
Play a little Ookie Mouth. It's still cool.
All right. I'm going to stop recording now.
All right. See you next week.